Welcome to Focus on Education, a podcast from the Center for Educational Practice at Union University's School of Education.
Today is May 6th, 2014. This is Eric Marvin coming from the Roseboro Center for Educational Practice at Union University School of Education. Our guest on the Focus on Education podcast today is Dr. Nancy Easley. Dr. Easley serves as an associate professor of graduate education working on Union's Germantown, Tennessee campus. Today we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Easley talking about what she knows for sure about the field of education. Well, welcome to the podcast, Dr. Easley.
It's nice to be here, Dr. Marvin. Thank you for having me.
As we have this conversation today, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you know for sure about education. And as we do that, let's talk about how you got started in education.
That sounds great. When I first went to college, I didn't intend to be in education. And I had a professor there that was very influential for me. And he talked about the need for lifelong learning. And I'll always remember Dr. John Moore and his challenge to take up being a lifelong learner. I did. And I became a teacher of the deaf and started my career in a house trailer in Temple, Texas. In that house trailer, I had many fun experiences of learning and helped the kids see learning as a celebration. Some days it didn't feel like it. My deaf kids would pour orange juice on themselves and watch out for the hearing aids. Or I had one that would cross his arms and close his eyes, and I knew he wasn't learning anything.
And so, like all teachers, what you're saying here, you've had some real authentic experiences and seen uniquely what it means to be a student and what it means to be a teacher, and indicating as well that perhaps always the best of resources were not available to you. And I think a lot of our teachers and our listening audience would
absolutely
agree to that as too.
Mm-hmm.
So how have those experiences, though, that you have had helped to shape your understanding of what it means to be a teacher, a good teacher?
Well, certainly in those years, learning had to be authentic. I had to help the kids make sense of the world. I didn't know about terms like relevance back in the 70s, but I certainly learned that during those days. I learned that student-centered activities have to be conducted if kids are going to learn, if anybody's going to learn. Learning is active, personal, interactive, and lifelong.
And those are all issues that I think that we talk to our students about, and we try to encourage them to understand the value of constructivism, the value of active involvement in the classroom.
But
you're saying that, you know, you have these authentic experiences to point to say, these were shaped by these experiences and not necessarily by just the theory in the book.
The background experiences with deaf children who have to learn from the ground up really support the ideas of educational theory today, like active learning and relevance and brain learning that are all part of those things that I enjoy and embrace in my own teaching.
And so here you are now as an associate professor of graduate education at Union. What has been your journey in coming to Union?
I dreamed of teaching teachers when we had our first child, and God made that happen with teachers at Tocoa Falls College. And I taught there for 2 or 3 years before moving to Memphis. And in Memphis, I taught teachers at Crichton College and at the University of Memphis, where I received my doctorate. It was at the end of that time then that I connected with Dr. Roseboro and Union and was asked to begin our Master of Education program here in Germantown. So as it were, I was a pioneer here for the education programs on this campus.
I think that's a badge that you should wear with great honor. I mean, knowing that you were kind of on the foundation of that, and that, as you say, as a pioneer on that. And we're certainly grateful for all the good work that's happening here on the Germantown campus. But it's great that you were very instrumental in the foundation of building that work.
It was a lot of work, but a lot of joy, because a lot of learning was going on.
Sure. And that's what we're in the business of
right.
helping people understand the value of learning. So how long have you been at Union, and really what has been your biggest celebration here at Union?
I've been at Union for 16 years, and to pick one celebration is very difficult.
Sure.
I think I would look at the value add we have been to the school district in this community with a great number of national board teachers that have gone through our program and earned their board certification, and a little over a third of all school administrators in the county are Union grads, from assistant principal level clear up to the superintendency.
Which is a another element there that must serve as a level of encouragement to you to be able to see the fruits of your work in building and working to develop the programs here in Germantown, and then to see this put into action in so many ways in our local districts.
Absolutely, but we have to note I didn't do it alone.
And it's an element that I think a lot of people respect about you as well, though, that there's value in the humility, and there's value in providing a level of support for others as well. I've heard you indicate before that as a child, you said, well, and I think we could say this about all of us as adults, that you struggled to find yourself and your purpose, and specifically trying to find what that was, what that purpose was, perhaps for a career before you knew you wanted to be a teacher. And I think that most, if not all, kids ask that question. Well, who am I and what is my purpose? And really trying to identify the answers to those questions. But knowing what you know now and the experiences you have gained in the field of education and those things that you have studied in this field as well, what advice would you give to teachers or perhaps to even parents who are working with kids who face those formative questions in those critical years of life?
I know for sure that kids have resilience, and resilience means that they need at least one person that believes in them and supports them in doing whatever it is they want to do in life. And that's especially important in the lives of our kids that grow up in poverty. So often they don't have that one person. So I would tell educators, parents, grandparents, make sure the kids know you care about them, the importance of education. You're there for them no matter what. Our graduate students know that about me. Even today on this campus, I'm here for our students. And help children catch the vision of lifelong learning. Make it fun and relevant and active and interactive.
You know, along with that as well is this idea of building relationships. And it is, I believe, something that is highly evident to people who know you as a person and as an educator, that we see that you are someone who has a big heart and who genuinely cares about the well-being of other people and about them as people, and that you genuinely care about your students. And I would say that that's one of the things that has really made you shine in the field of education, that you have that seemingly innate ability to make those things happen. But really, is there a secret to being an effective relator?
Yes, it's loving Jesus and having him pour that love into your life. It's knowing that people will respond to the Jesus in me, whether I ever say his name or not. It's I don't know how I could top that. Yeah.
Okay. And are there practical tips that you might give to teachers who are working with students? And, you know, our dean emphasizes the in his book that he wrote with Dr. Leverett about being a transformational educator and about being a scholar, a practitioner, and a relator. And so from a relational perspective, is it just about saying good morning? Is it just about asking them how they're doing? What is?
Oh, it's about knowing the students. In the early days of the program, I knew about their families and what their backgrounds were and what their prayer requests were. And God's given me the ability to remember that this one has a mother I need to ask about, or that one had this particular event that I needed to follow up on. And so knowing, caring, interacting with the students as people, in some cases I've even gotten to visit their classrooms. That doesn't happen much anymore. But being a real person with them and knowing them as real people has been really my greatest joy, besides watching them learn.
And I will say that's something that I see about you and that I know our other colleagues see about you and our students see about you as mm-hmm. well. And it just resonates in who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you for that. You've also indicated that your faith has a profound impact in shaping that level of relational ability and building with other people and with your students. And you have held true to God in both the ups and the downs of life. And I mention this particularly in the fact that you have recently battled cancer. And it is something that you cite as the fact that life is a celebration and the fact that you have been on this journey and been successful in this journey as well as you are now cancer-free.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, can you explain how your faith has had an impact on all of that?
Well, on the day that the tumor was first sighted, I threw my hands into the air and said, God, I can't do this. And he very clearly said, you don't have to. I'm holding you. And Eric, that's not the first time I've heard his voice. When Dr. Roseborough hired me here to begin the ed programs in Germantown, I heard God say, union will be used to bring revival to Shelby County. Whether it's through union, whether it's through my personal life, I very strongly believe God has us and he's going to fulfill his purposes through us as we make ourselves available to him. And knowing that he wins, it is a celebration.
And that is such a positive attitude that I think that it's easy for educators especially to get down on themselves as we mm-hmm. as we live mm-hmm. in a climate or a culture that has so many changes and so many elements of accountability in education right now. But you're saying that in the end, God is what matters most. And if we hold right. firm to him, that's really what's going to matter. And so
right.
Has that changed any other perspective, any other attitude you have with work, the way you view work, the way you view your students, the way you view anything else in life? Having made this battle and this journey?
The cancer battle?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Just to know unconditionally God's love, God's strength to finish anything he started. So whether it's an educational program, whether it's a degree for a person, whether it's my journey as a professor, he's going to carry it through. And through all the struggles and the trouble, I can share that certainty with my students, and they remember it. I was in a school 2 weeks ago, and one of the girls said, this is the professor that I told you about, that shared her testimony. That it makes a big difference in our students.
Which is something that as Christians we don't necessarily see happen all the time, people being so willing to talk about their faith in the workplace as well. And so, but it's your willingness to do that, I think, means a whole lot. And it means a whole lot to our students, to our teachers who are out there making a difference in education as well.
Well, as you know, that's part of the mission of Union University. And I'm very blessed to be in a place where I have that freedom.
Well, I am too, and I'm certainly grateful for the fact that you've taken the time to share a little bit about who you are and a little bit about this journey with us today. We appreciate you being a part of the podcast.
Thank you.
This has been the Focus on Education podcast. Visit uu.edu/centers/edpractice to learn more about the Center for Educational Practice and Union University's School of Education.